Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Reverend Marcy Ann's new show, Reflections and Celebrations Part 2. In October 2012, Marcy Ann started her show, What's Next?, which later became Reflections and Celebrations. All 10 years of her shows are available to listen in the archives. Marcy Ann always tried to present her material in a way so that anyone could Google anything she said and find validation. Today, however, everybody is an expert and free to express their opinion. So on this new show today, Reflections and Celebrations Part 2, Marcy Ann will be sharing some of her ideas and thoughts that can't be substantiated, proved, or validated. Some of her ideas maybe you have never heard before. Welcome to the Many Possible Futures Together. And now, here's Reverend Marcy Ann.
And hello, everybody. This is Reverend Marcy Ann. And I have a word from Jesus today that is exciting and at the same time challenging. I'm going to just read it as I received it, and then we'll go from there. Word from Jesus. It distresses me to see the symbol of the cross used as a visual expression of me in the world. I did not die on that cross. As soon as the sword pierced my side, I left my body and immediately I went to what you call hell. In my language, it was called Sheol. In the Jewish religion, it was the place where the souls went to wait for the coming of the Redeemer. They called the Redeemer the Messiah, or the Anointed One, who would be of the family of David and be a priest in the order of Melchizedek. The Jewish people knew that my father had a plan to restore paradise on earth. They called it the Promised Land. I agreed to be the Redeemer. So as soon as that sword pierced my side, that was my signal, and I took off and got all those souls waiting for me in Sheol and took them to the Father. Death is an illusion. Those souls were alive and well waiting for me. And then I took the keys to Sheol, and I threw them into my father's lake of fire to be purified and then re-keyed to open paradise. Sheol never had the power of death, ever. Is not the author of death in any form, but only of life, and that more abundant over all you can ask or even imagine. You have had but a foretaste of the type of life that was originally planned by my Father for you. And my word to you today is, we are now stepping up the energy into the original plan. And now it shall be as it was in the beginning. It is now and ever shall be. My uncle Arimathea took my body and laid it in his private tomb. And my father sent the spirit to open the way for me to resurrect my body. And the soldiers guarding the tomb were astounded when I yelled to them to roll back the stone and let me out. I appeared to my true love, Mary the Magdalene, first. I had told her to go and wait for me outside the tomb. And then I quickly visited my mother to comfort her and to verify to her that I was indeed the one who had been promised to her by the angel Gabriel. And then I appeared to several of my disciples. I am sorry to say that symbol of me hanging dead on the cross and the story that was told to everybody about it caused a lot of my disciples to lose faith. And that symbol today is not going to work anymore. The church has only preached the resurrection message within the old paradigm of manipulation and control, using guilt and shame to keep people controlled by the old Luciferian leaderships of dominance, which cannot allow the leadership of my Father's Spirit within each and every soul who has breathed the breath of life since the day of my resurrection. My Father ended that dispensation on 12/12/2012. The number 12 is a fullness of time, and a triple 12 is an eternal ending. So we have had 10 years in the new dispensation, and I think you all will agree that we've seen a lot of changes. And now that the test of 10 years has been fulfilled, we're going to go full tilt now and move dramatically into the essence of the reason for the shift, and that is so you can know your sovereignty as a full son of God, like me. Limitless and boundless, all-powerful, omniscient with my Father's wisdom through his Spirit. So throw away all of your crosses. Just quit wearing them. The cross is not a symbol of my Father's love, who would cause his only son, so supposedly his only begotten son, to die for someone else's sins, who had just been imputed to them in the first place. You're only responsible for yourself. You're not your brother's keeper. You never pay the price for another's sins. You're never charged with another's sins. You stand before God's throne alone. And my Father says, I love you. I have always loved you. You are part of me. And I am now going to show you the original plan I have had from the beginning for you to be gods, kings and priests, lords over all my creation. So that's the word from Jesus. It's a lot to think about. And we're going to be discussing this now for quite a while. So Jesus didn't die on the cross for our sins. We have never been a sinner in the eyes of God. How wonderful is that? So this is Marcy Ann, and as this is about the most fantastic message I've ever received in my entire 10 years of being on the air, I'm going to ring the bells.